As my divine self, I am harmonious. As my divine self, I am harmonious. Now, I have the privilege of living my life however I wish. I can live my life filled with all sorts of confusion or filled with balance and harmony. I look at the tightrope walker and I see him walking a tightrope. He is walking it high in the sky, or he is walking it a foot off the earth. While he's learning how to walk, he walks on a lower level. He walks on a level so that while he's learning, if he makes a mistake, he doesn't kill himself. And so he is walking a balanced world. What he is learning to do is not how to walk the tightrope. He is learning how to walk a harmonious manner. He is learning how to be one as the tightrope on which he walks. Now, if you had a 2x4 or 4x8 or whatever, and it was sitting on the ground, and it was 18 feet long, and you were walking on it, and you had to walk 1 foot in front of the other and move along, and you said to yourself, I like doing this. I am perfectly balanced. I am harmonious. I am wonderful. I am harmonious. I am harmonious. I am harmonious. And you walk along, and you think nothing of it. Your walk is harmonious. Your walk is balanced. You walk along that 4x6, and you feel that's okay. It's sitting right here on the ground. If I don't walk perfectly, I'll just trip here a little bit, but no big deal. But you don't think that. You don't think that. A being who is learning to be harmonious, a being who is learning to be in balance, a being who is learning to know who he really is, does not say, I can fall and not hurt myself. That being says, I can walk in balance on this board, I can walk in balance on this rope, I can walk in balance. Whatever I do, I am harmonious. And when I teach myself from the get-go, from the day one, when I teach myself I am harmonious, then I am harmonious in my walking the tightrope, I am harmonious in my driving, I am harmonious in my eating, I am harmonious in my sharing ideas with myself and others, I am harmonious at all times. And when I am harmonious at all times, I like myself. And when I am harmonious at all times, I feel good about everything and everybody in the world, because I have created them. Now, I create little children not to fall off their bike or not to have the bike give them a problem in learning how to ride it. I say it's a piece of cake. I say it's an easy thing to do. It's an easy thing to do. And so the children look at, oh, that looks like fun. That looks like fun. Yes, it is. It is harmonious. It is fun. Fun and harmony go right together. Being yourself and having fun, living in harmony. And so you hold the bike seat for the person who's learning how to ride, the little boy or girl, and you hold them up, or even an older person. And as you go along, you are their balance first. You are their harmony first. You are their feeling that they can do it. And then they start pedaling. And as they start pedaling, they start feeling they're pedaling and they're going forward. They're not feeling they're balanced. They're not feeling they're harmonious. They're not feeling any. They're just feeling they're going and they're, hey, I did it. I did it. I'm doing it. Hey, hey. And he turns his head around to see who's holding onto the bike and helping him. And there's nobody there. He is doing it. He is doing it by himself, by herself, by themselves. They are doing it. Now, as they are doing this, they are feeling harmonious. As they are doing this, they are feeling wonderful and balanced. As they're doing this, they're feeling, golly, this is wonderful. Now, it's all mental. Now you say, oh my goodness, no, it's physical. You're riding on a bike. It's physical. You're riding on, and you're walking on the tightrope. It's physical. You're doing these things to learn harmony. And no, truly, that's not what it is. The moment you feel you are harmonious, the moment you feel you are in balance, that moment you can do anything. Now, how do you develop the feeling of being harmonious? How do you develop the feeling of being in balance? Well, you have to start with yourself. First, you like yourself. First, you think you're a good person. First, you think life's a lot of fun. And you don't go into life looking for its excitement. You don't go into life looking for its thrills and its adventures. And you go into life looking for its joy, looking for its peace, looking for its harmony, looking for its balance, looking for all that it works in divine order. And when you do that, then you will appear to be the adventure to other people who are looking for adventure. But you are just being yourself and having fun. You're just being in balance. You're being harmonious. Everyone can be harmonious. And everyone loves to be harmonious. And children love it very much because people say, come on, let's play. Come on, let's do this. Let's do that. They don't say, you don't know how. They just do it. Now, when the family takes umbrage with the children, and instead of being against them, takes a happy point of view with them and says, come on, let's do this. And inside yourself, you say, I don't know how, but they think I can, so I'm going to do it. And so they believe in you. I remember one fellow, Giacomo, over in Switzerland, Ellen's grandson, and he's a nice guy, but he was raised in a single-person family, and he was the only child, and his parents didn't have much time for him, so he had to make do with friends that he had who were just like him, who were boys who were alone in their family, and so he didn't experience the ability to reach out and do things that might be dangerous, might be challenging. But he visited his cousins, and when he visited his cousins, there were five very active young people who just loved life and who loved each other and who played together, and they knew how to make a person feel self-confident. They knew how to make a person feel harmonious. They knew how to make a person feel he was having fun and liking himself. And so they said to Giacomo, Giacomo, you're the goalie. And so Giacomo became the goalie. And as he was the goalie, he was miserable. And whenever the ball would come to Giacomo, whether he'd rightfully handle it or wrongfully handle it for the game's sake, they would cheer him and say, wonderful, wonderful, Giacomo, you're great, you're fantastic. And little by little, Giacomo began to feel he was wonderful and fantastic. And little by little, Giacomo expressed the genius that is inherent in all of us. And as he expressed that genius, he was able to get the ball. He was able to be a goalie and stop the ball from going into the goal, little by little. And he was a pudgy little guy, and he was just sort of like mother's favorite. And little by little, when he was with his cousins, he opened up. He opened up and he realized that he was a wonderful guy. He realized that the fun that they were having, the laughing, the giggling, the running, the jumping, and in no time at all, he thinned out. In no time at all, he had a good figure. And as he grew into being a young man, all because of the help of his cousins, as he grew into being a young man, he not only became a fantastic young man, he was a handsome and is a handsome young man. He is a very intelligent young man. He is a very courteous young man. He is doing all the things that his cousins did. And he did them because he learned to be harmonious. As his divine self, I am harmonious. He learned it, he experienced it, and he expressed it. And doing that, he walked into life as his divine self and as being harmonious under all circumstances. We can all do that. We don't need to have the experience of being a single child, but we can all do that being a person who enters into life and creates about him beautiful people doing just the things he would love to do. And today, he's doing them all and sharing that way with others. Think about it. As my divine self, I am harmonious. You are harmonious. And it is fun. Have a lovely day and enter in the fun of that day now.